The Singleton Art Prize has been around for a little while now, over three decades, and that is a long-standing competition here in the Hunter. We've got the coordinator from the Singleton Art Prize, Andrew Levick, on the phone with us this morning. Andrew, how have you seen the event grow over the last 35 years?
Well, I've probably been involved in it for the last 15, and even in that time, it's grown in prize money and prestige. It's highly regarded in the art community.
So the art community feels that this particular prize that you can go for, there's a lot of great talent and a lot of great art that comes through every year?
Yeah, we always make sure that we have a well-renowned judge. This year it's Leslie O'Shea. We do sell a lot of our paintings, 10% usually, which is pretty good for an art show.
That is not bad. I was just thinking, I didn't get the call up to be the judge, but maybe you want somebody that knows a bit about art.
We want something a little bit better than finger painting, Mark.
Yeah, oh. That's not very nice. You're probably right, though. I can do stick figures these days. I can do a pretty mean... You know those stick figure family cutouts that you have on the back of the cars? I created those.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not
you should
really.
Be a billionaire then.
Yeah. But yet, yeah, I'm still here talking to you.
Yeah, our prize money is really good, but it's up around the $20,000 mark, and we spread that across all the different categories. So that's why artists like it. You know, it's not just one prize for the one person.
Andrew, how have the entrants been going this year? Have you been able to throw your eye across some of the entries?
No, we haven't seen any yet. They're all coming in tomorrow.
So we're a day early on that one?
Yeah, I'm actually off to Sydney with a courier vehicle, and we're going to pick up about 150 paintings tomorrow from Sydney.
Wow.
And the rest will come in. People will deliver them, or they'll send them on regular courier services.
Have there been any standouts over your 15 years that sort of stick in your mind as, you know what, I really remember looking at this one?
Look, there's been so many, and the quality has been so brilliant. And that's why we sell so much art over the 4 days, from the Friday night through to the Tuesday, is because people know that there's good quality art here at a good price.
Well, that sounds like a great prize to have a look at, and good luck to everybody that will be involved with that over the next few days.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get everybody along on Friday night, which is opening night.
It is the Singleton Art Prize coordinator joining us this morning, Andrew Levick at 2NURFM 103.7.